I'd reached a very, very low point after my husband's death, and I thought it would be lovely if somebody would knock on the door and say, come and have a cup of tea with me, love. But unfortunately, because people don't reach out to each other these days, I have sent the letter off to the Evening News, and I've got the response I've had.
So what sort of response have you had? Because coming into your hall, I noticed that there's a beautiful bouquet of flowers and there's large numbers of letters knocking around.
Yes, there's bouquet of flowers is from actually a gentleman that lived in Northenden as a child, and he has sent them with just a little card. I don't know him. Then I've had cards from a lady that used to flowers from a lady that used to come round here 30 years ago collecting for Littlewood's pools. We used to do the pools every Friday. Then I've had phone calls from various charities and also sheltered housing and asking me out to lunches and going to courses that they're going to have at the forum in Withenshaw.
Did you ever imagine having this response when you wrote this letter?
I didn't even think I'd get a response at all. In fact, I think if Bill, my husband, had read the letter I'd written, he'd have said, bin it, love. But of course, he was the reason I wrote the letter, because I was on my own.
And why do you think it's important that you've highlighted this issue of loneliness?
Because the way I'm feeling now, I was very lucky that I was able to get out with my husband until last year. How many people are not on the internet or not on the web, and their only communication is the television? They see perhaps, like I do, the district nurse twice a week for 10 minutes each time to dress something on my leg. The loneliness, that's the reason I wrote the letter. I've never realised I could be so desolate in all my life.
What would you say to those people who live in Greater Manchester who have elderly neighbours or neighbours who they don't see?
Please, if you do have elderly neighbours, or just knock on the door. They might be rude. They might say, oh, what do you want? But we have skills as an older generation. We can tell you things that you can't print in books. And that might be of help. So you never know when you tap on somebody's front door that they might say, OK. And then you start talking and you start to find out things and you think, oh, golly, I can do that. And that's the reason why I think people should be drawn together and to help older people. Don't take a rebuff from them. You know, if at first you don't succeed, knock again.